Mission Network News, 2-minute version for Tuesday, July 12, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. While Hurricane Dennis wasn't as bad as predicted, U.S. residents in the Florida panhandle still felt its devastation. International AIDS Dean Agee says they're meeting immediate relief needs. But with last year's rough hurricane season and another predicted this year, IA will continue to provide aid in these situations.
At International Aid, we really focus on what is it we can do, and then we try to be the most faithful and efficient stewards to the mission that we've been called to. And so no matter how many hurricanes or we have events like tsunamis, we try to remember the faithfulness and we work and do what we can and try to make a difference in the lives of those we can touch.
Next, the Gypsies, known as the Roma, are one of the most despised people groups in Eastern Europe. Tim Klingbeil tells how Transworld Radio's Serbian staff has been planning to reach Gypsies in their region by radio.
The current Gypsy programs we do in Bulgaria and Romania are not appropriate for them. So they have begun working with a Serbian church that had adopted the Roma people and began working with them in their community. There are two Romani elders who are very interested in helping to begin radio programs for their people.
And Baptist World Aid, the relief arm of Baptist World Alliance, reports that their partners raised more than $20 million for tsunami relief. However, BWA's Paul Montecute says it'll take years for full recovery. He also says there are other areas with even more incredible needs, like the silent tsunamis of death from HIV/AIDS and from famine in sub-Saharan Africa. He says Christians need to help with funding because it provides opportunities to share the gospel. Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The CD called Pressing On by Discovery House Music is available free as a gift from Mission Network News. Call 1-800-995-4828. Music by Larnell Harris, Michael O'Brien, and others singing about the Apostle Paul, the man who started the missionary movement, will inspire you in your faith. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.